now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve Up.
I've decided to banish the old blokes to the other end of the corridor.
Yeah, thanks a lot for sending me down here with this old bloke. I mean, it feels like I'm in the Corona suite of the Ruby Princess down here. I mean, well, this is where Macquarie Sports used to be. I mean, we're gone. Me and Davey are gone down here. This is the end of our careers, Davey.
Call to races on the ABC now.
No one, because they gave it up at the end of June 1998.
Just another bad decision.
29th of June, I think it was, 1998.
Don't get him started.
Last day was at Rosewood.
No more stats, David.
Actually, can we...
No!
Margaret's in Canberra. Hi, Margaret.
Yeah, my old man's down in the kitchen renovating, and I went down to get myself something to eat, and he's down there with his G-string on. Every time I go down, he's either bent over or in another position, and I forget what I go to the kitchen for. I'm so stressed.
Daryl, I'm going to leave this one with you, champion.
Yeah, well, I hope you weren't going there for a sausage sandwich.
Hey!
I was thinking about a hot dog.
One of the great prop forwards in the competition, I speak of Paul Vaughan. First things first, Piggy lives across the road. Is he a punish?
No, Piggy's a legend.
Is it true that, he'll be out the front cleaning his boat and the like, which just then turns into a drinking session in the front yard? He just sits there and drinks beer.
Mate, to be fair, I've never seen Piggy clean his boat. I've only seen his missus clean his boat.
I've got one for you, Vaughnie. Can you wear some clothes from now on? Because I'm sick of catching Carly at the front window, mate.
Always in your speedos, mate. That's a fair call.
You should keep an eye on Piggy. He's got a habit of jumping the fence, you know.
I think I just prefer to catch a fish with the rod and the reel.
Why? Mate, it's more fun spearfishing.
Really?
Way
so how
more
many
fun.
Do you get? Like, how far will the spear travel at any sort of speed?
It depends what length of rope you've got on your spear gun.
You've got to have a license for all this, yeah?
Yeah, I've got my fishing license, and you have a float.
Harry got it? Harry's got one?
Yeah, of course he does, big man.
Here it is!
Fishing.
Here it is! Piggy's in jail! He's gone!
Harry's gone, I'm all right.
Forget about the $10,000 fine for social distancing. You're gone!
This is disgusting! This bloke. Docs! Get Docs on the line!
Danny Badiris is on the line, the new general manager of football at the Newcastle Knights.
Danny, it's David. I noticed two of your great teammates, Fittler and Johns, have come out today.
Danny, it's Daryl.
Where are you going?
I was just being a professional, Danny. You know.
Danny, David Morrow.
David Morrow.
Every morning I do those butt thrusts, those hip
glute
lifts.
Things.
Do you squeeze your bottom when you do it? So I'm trying to
squeeze your glutes.
Yeah,
I
your
do
glutes.
That sometimes. I do that.
When you're trying to hold in.
Sometimes you've got to squeeze.
He's trying to hold
bottom.
One in.
No.
Daryl.
It wasn't me, it was you.
We can't be spray tanned anymore, and I couldn't care less. Like, I'm not big into looks or anything.
Oh!
One of them peanut M&Ms.
Big man just fell off his chair.
Mind you, I used a drill, like an actual one that went like an electric drill the other day. It's so easy.
What did you use it for?
To put together a kid's bookcase. Nice. Mate, I tell you what, like, because I tried to use the hand drill and it just...
Screwdriver.
The screwdriver.